When we look to date an archaeological site, there's always a margin of error. No matter what dating method we use, there's always a plus or minus a few years. But there is one method that's not always available, but when it is available, it's exacting down to the year. Tree ring dating, or dendrochronology, is the method that allows this level of precision over hundreds or even thousands of years. Each year, a new ring is formed as the tree grows, and this ring will vary in thickness and in consistency, and this allows different trees to be overlapped over the years. They'll take different pieces of wood and line them up. By overlapping the rings of older trees, they can go further back into time, hypothetically as far back as they can find wood. And by going forward into time, they can line it up with known events, or even the modern day, and this allows them to count back individual rings year by year, and they can specifically say this happened in 1762, for example. Very, very precise. And this is exactly the sort of thing that one should have a decent grasp on if they wanted to, I don't know, engage in a debate with somebody about the age of an ancient site or an ancient edifice.
Well, then we can see what the radiocarbon date is, and now we can update our calibration curve.
Wait, so there's ways to know based on the tree rings, you can know for sure how old the tree is before we even carbon date it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. In fact, that's how they tested radiocarbon, because
you can just use that as your testing.